Awesome. Brazil's First Lady Michelle Bolsonaro leads patriots in prayer, Camouflage Santa Coming for Christmas. By Richard Abelson, published December 21, 2022, at 7:45 a.m. Michelle Bolsonaro moved to tears, praying with Brazilian patriots. President Bolsonaro and beautiful First Lady Michelle Bolsonaro led prayers with their supporters outside the presidential palace in Brasilia Tuesday. Speaking to protesters, one general seemed to promise a military intervention over Christmas. Brazil observer Matt Turman said the Brazilian military are going to war, hopefully in the next 48 hours. President Bolsonaro appeared outside the Alvorada Palace in Brasilia on Tuesday with his wife Michelle for the lowering of the flag. In a moving scene, beautiful First Lady Michelle Bolsonaro fell to her knees to pray the Lord's Prayer with the protesters, wearing a t-shirt that read Jesus. Together with their supporters, they held a minute of silence and prayed for our Lord to help save Brazil from the communists and cartels. The corrupt Supreme Court wants to have the First Lady arrested for serving lunch to supporters, Gateway reported. At the presentation of the certificates of election to the national delegates and senators, the crowd gave Michelle Bolsonaro a standing ovation. The crowd erupted in chants of Lula, you thief, you belong in prison. Deputy and General Jireo Monteiro spoke to the protesters outside Army HQ in Natal, saying that this week the Christmas holidays start. I hope you have all been good. Be sure to hang a stocking on the mantelpiece for Santa Claus, and believe in him. Saint Nick can even wear camouflage sometimes, Bolsonaro ally Monteiro said. Stand firm, you are patriots. You are protesting peacefully just as the Constitution says, General Monteiro said. I pray to the Lord to give each and every one of you strength, because your strength made me believe I must carry on with my mission even more than before. A group of lawyers has filed charges with the Attorney General to investigate leftist Chief Justice Alexandre de Moraes for acting on behalf of President-elect Lula da Silva. Speaking to Steve Bannon at America Fest, Brazil observer Matthew Turman said that they are going to war. Last night a source told me that the Supreme Court of the military issued an ultimatum to the Electoral Court and said, you give us the voting machines by midnight last night, and the Electoral Court ignored it. This gives them, the military, the pretext to act this week and invoke Article 142 of the Brazilian Constitution, which empowers the military to intervene in cases of conflict between branches of government. Turman described the largest pro-democracy protests in history going on in Brazil as a prayerful movement, a Christian evangelical and Catholic movement. At 4 a.m. Monday, the federal police, which report to Chief Justice Moraes, arrested Pastor Fabiano Oliveira, one of the leaders of the protest movement. He was asleep in his tent, Turman noted, Gateway reported. They dragged him out of the tent and arrested him. The other protesters got video of 12 police cars, sirens blazing, as they took him to jail. This is Stalinism, this is Venezuela. If the pro-election integrity protesters do not win, the Southern Hemisphere is gone. China controls it. And they're coming for us next. They've got to win, Turman said. Starting next week, after they invoke Article 142, global media are going to wake up and call this a coup. This is the quelling of a coup. Hopefully coming in the next 48 hours.
Give me 60 seconds on the on Brazil, Bolsonaro, and the evangelical Christians. Are they going to stand up and make sure that Lula, the international criminal, is not going to steal their country?
Yes. They have to. Otherwise, Brazil is Venezuela in 3 months. Gulags will be built. They are going to war on the streets. Last night, a source told me that the military tribunal, the Supreme Court of the military, put an ultimatum to the electoral court that we talk about every day and said, you give us the machines by midnight last night.
Wow.
They ignored it.
Wow.
This gives them the pretext this week to act and invoke Article 142.
Wow.
And you're right. It is a prayerful movement on the ground. It is a Christian, evangelical, and Catholic movement. So at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, The federal police that report to the Supreme Court, Marias, arrested one of the leading pastors. He was asleep in his tent at 4 a.m. They dragged him out of the tent. They arrested him. And then the other protesters got video of 12 police cars, sirens blazing, as they took him to jail. This is Stalinism. This is Venezuela. If they do not win, the Southern Hemisphere is gone. China controls it, and they're coming for us next.
By the way, if they better win. If they defeat the evangelical Christians in Brazil, they're going to do it here in the United States. It's coming. We have to pray for everybody in Brazil and have their back.
They appreciate you so much, you, Tucker, Emerald, the few outlets that are covering this, because the revolution will not be televised. Well, starting next week, after they invoke Article 142, global media is going to wake up and call this a coup. No, this is the quelling of a coup, constitutionally endowed by the Constitution, Article 142, hopefully coming in the next 48 hours.
How do people follow you?
At Matthew Terramond, MattHewTyrmond, and at War Room.
You said that Brazil will look like Venezuela in 3 months if people don't stand up. They seem to have been standing up, but what's being done? Where are we now?
Well, the masses certainly have stood up. We've talked about how these are the largest protests in any country's history that is a democratic country. I mean, tens of millions across every city, now 50-something days. People parked in tents outside military barracks in the main square of the country in Brasilia, in the provincial capitals. It's pretty overwhelming. So the people are doing their part, and now it comes down to the military and the executive branch and their oversight of the military, in as much as that stands for a few more weeks in this lame duck session. And I believe that this ultimatum that, you know, my sources tell me was delivered on Monday night and was summarily ignored, as it was previously, you know, as we discussed, the military has a right to audit the election when there's any whiff of irregularity or anomaly, which there's certainly a lot more than a whiff. There's a overwhelming stench, which is why there's 10 million people in the streets. And the military is saying, you know, we have a constitutional right to look at the machines, the source code, the tabulation data, and the electoral court, which reports to the Supreme Court, which is run by a Lula Dilma Temer appointee, the same people who let Lula out of prison, which is why you see like that clip, Lula, you're a thief, your place is in prison, because he was convicted for a dozen years and was let out, and his record was expunged, his sentences vacated, so that they can get him onto the electoral chessboard and put the fix in. And the military seems to be, you know, gearing up to take some sort of action. I think they know that if they don't, then it will be Venezuela. Lula, Dilma, they talked about it for years after they were turfed out for corruption. Their big mistake was not putting their loyalists in the military, was not gutting the military the way Chavez did in 2000, and they won't make that mistake twice. In a hubristic move, Lula even announced a week ago who his replacement generals in the high command will be. So the acting generals do know that their days are numbered, and they have to take action, and they've been pushed to it every which way by what already looks like a Venezuelan Stalinist communist state. Last week, Marias, the Supreme Court judge, had 80 protesters pre-dawn raided, their devices taken, their bank accounts frozen, deplatformed. They keep going further and further out this sort of risk curve of what is constitutionally allowable, and they are going to war against their opposition. They've said that everyone in Bolsonaro's government is going to be under criminal investigation. They're arresting pastors. They arrested a pastor at 4 a.m. on Monday morning, pre-dawn, when he was sleeping in his tent outside the Southeast Military Regional Headquarters, which is one of the locus of major protests, because there's a lot of activity that could stem from that military outpost. They pulled him out of his tent at 4 a.m., and the video that the protesters in that camp got was him being put into a car and sirens blazing, federal police take him away. This is a pastor. Previously, he had asked for asylum from the Israeli embassy publicly, and I think that was the catalyst for them picking him up. It's ugly. I mean, this already looks like Venezuela, and Lula hasn't even been seated yet.
Yeah. I mean, the military gives that ultimatum on Monday. We're only about a week and a half out, Matt, from when Lula would be inaugurated. I mean, what kind of timeline are we looking at from the ultimatum to possible military action?
My view is it would have to be this week ahead of Christmas. It's an opportune time with a shutting down of country, given it's a Christian nation. Anything that goes beyond this, and I have to think that protesters are going to get a lot of wind out of their sails. We had the certification last Monday. We knew they wanted that certification to happen because that takes the criminal act of their coup full circle, that they would absolutely enact this from soup to nuts, as we say, including having the judges vote him in, the judges who are complicit, the judges who let Lula out, the judges who won't allow the military to review the machines. There's so much stuff that's gone out there. The pretext is there. The context is there, and they should be taking action. Already, one of the judges is now interceding in the legislature's domain and saying that we're going to pass Lula's massive socialist spending bill akin to the Bolsa Familia program that Lula launched, where he took money from one part of government to another to essentially buy votes, to quote-unquote lift people out of poverty, but it was a way of spreading the money as socialists tend to do. And already that's starting to mimic Venezuela because you're ignoring the legislature. They've got the power of the purse the way we do. And they're just ignoring this separation of powers. So every data point points to they have the right to do something. If they do not act in the next 2 to 3 days, I have to say it's looking kind of grim.
We've been talking a lot about the collaboration between big tech and our federal law enforcement, CIA, intel community in censoring Americans, but also pushing government propaganda. One of the people that we've discussed on our show earlier in the week is a man named Aaron Berman. He's a senior product policy manager for misinformation for Facebook Meta. He's also a former CIA agent who bragged on Twitter about censoring Brazilian election information back in August. Like, he's openly bragging about this. So I want to know, Matt, how much are you seeing involvement from the U.S. in censoring information in Brazil with what's going on right now and pushing propaganda?
Well, this has been a sort of recurring refrain for the last 2+ years in the big tech. The courts have been giving big tech orders to take down accounts from journalists, from politicians. This predates this electoral cycle, the direct, you know, September moving into October 2nd, first round, the time between the first and second round on the 2nd to the 30th, where it was very, very aggressive. But it's been going on for 2 years. I wrote about this in CDM.press, the gag orders they've been putting, the threats on big tech. Initially, actually, Facebook, a year and a half ago or so, pushed back on one of their orders and said, well, this doesn't seem constitutional to us. And then they just kind of bent because this court has given itself a lot of power, including enforcement action and force. They've got a military police, a federal police, like an FBI, that reports to them that they can use. They have threatened big tech in the last 2 years that if they do not comply with the court's unconstitutional orders, they will shut them down in the country. They will fine them obscene amounts of money. So big tech has been complicit for multiple reasons. There, you know, Project Veritas had a Facebook insider, Ryan Hartwig, who was doing moderation stuff. And he was told as well that there was censorship in different election periods in different countries. And he's a fluent Portuguese and Spanish speaker. So he did see it very active in Latin America. So it's not surprising. The interesting thing is what Twitter is still the most viable, viral, microblogging tool. It has a very, very deep. And Twitter was very, very, very complicit. They did not push back at all. And now it's been a little bit more unleashed as Elon has, quote unquote, freed the bird. And Brazilians have been asking, hey, Elon, please share with us the Twitter files that you have on Brazil the way you have with the U.S. And we've seen, you know, now 8 drops from Barry Weiss and Matt Taibbi, this other journalist. So we know there's a lot of data there, and we know there was active censorship. We've seen it very, very outright, forthright in the last month or two since the election. So it'd be great to get to the bottom of it, but they absolutely have their thumb on the scales, no doubt about it.